You're listening to episode 2 of the Smart Social Podcast. The question is, how do you keep your kids safe and smart online while helping them have fun and someday build a positive online identity that can help them in the future? That's the question, and this podcast is the answer. We interview experts each week that help you be the best parent and/or educator you can become to protect your kids and students online. My name is Josh Oakes, and I travel the country each year teaching students and professionals how to shine online. You can learn more at smartsocial.com. Enjoy the show. I'm Josh Oakes, and welcome. Boy, in this episode, we've got a lot for you. I've got an absolute expert, and she's going to talk to you about some really cool stuff on how to get your kids into the right school and really how to make them shine online, shine on that application, and just put their best foot forward so that they can be successful. Hello, this is Josh Oakes from smartsocial.com. I'm so pumped to be with you guys here today. Now, you're probably listening on our podcast, perhaps, or maybe you're watching us on Facebook, but no matter where you're at, I want to talk to you today about something really exciting. This is episode 002 of our podcast. You know that I'm the author of Light, Bright, and Polite. My mission in life is to teach the world how to shine online. And that could mean your kids are as young as middle school. Your kids are in elementary school. I don't care. What I want you to do is start talking to them about their future. And that future today has a lot to do with our guest. Today, we have Neha Gupta today on, and she is with a company called collegeshortcuts.com. This is a website you need to know about. And Neha is coming to us live from Houston. And I think she's my new kindred spirit because, Neha, we were behind the scenes talking about how you're serving so many people with college prep. You are helping so many people with your online courses. And I couldn't be a bigger fan of you as a person, as a female entrepreneur. You're incredible. And I truly, truly mean that. But what I want to talk today, Neha, is you have 5 tips for people really getting into their dream school. And I want to talk about that. But before we get started, those of you that are listening or watching, you know that my mission is to make sure that you shine online. My books, Light, Bright, and Polite, teach not only professionals at some of the world's biggest brands how to really have fun online and be vibrant, but also how to make your company proud. And I do that all the way down to the teenage years because I travel the country speaking to about 30,000 students a year. We have something called Parent University where we do something that we haven't seen anywhere in the industry, and it is a huge need. We teach you how to use Snapchat and the hidden parts of Instagram in less than 15 minutes. It's Parent University. It's $9 a month at the time of this recording. And you dive in, you get into our private Facebook group, you get videos, you get access to all my speeches. You see, as I travel around the country, I get an opportunity to record and live broadcast privately. I hope you'll join in. You've heard about this from me before. It's just like your credit score. You never can know enough about how to protect your online identity, your credit score, and all these other things. And I want to teach your family how to be safe. All right, that's enough from me. Neha, welcome to the broadcast, to the podcast. I'm so honored to have you here today. How are you doing?
Great. Thank you so much for such a warm introduction, Josh.
Well, it's fun. And I think we're going to have a great time here. So you've got a few tips, and we're really talking to parents. It doesn't matter their age. They could be in middle schools. They could be in high school. But what I want to hear from you today are, what are the practical and tactical tips, which I know that you are. You've got tip number one really just talks about starting early on the process because it's crucial. Can you tell us why it's crucial and when should we start?
I'll tell you exactly why it's crucial. So first, the reason why it's so crucial is because there's so many pieces to the application process. So many times parents focus on just the essay part, mm-hmm. and they don't realize there's an application to fill out, there's a resume to format perfectly, there's essays that need to be brainstormed, drafted, edited, then there's the letters of recommendation, plus the FAFSA scholarship, plus the test scores, and so many pieces. Mm-hmm. So starting early, in my opinion, there's 3 ways that students can really get into their dream school. And it requires what I call the 3 Ds. It requires diligence, mm-hmm. it requires drive, and it requires dedication.
Ooh, I like that.
And to me, I think it's very simple. The difference between a student who gets into their dream school and doesn't is just a matter of choice and following that. Yeah. So when you start early, you avoid the procrastination that so many teenagers suffer from, where they're trying to get everything done up until the end. Now, I did a video recently on my page at College Shortcuts on Facebook of the common application on the date it opened on August 1st. Mm. What was fascinating was when I was doing it myself, the application wasn't even opening properly because millions of parents and students were on the application.
Yeah.
So the reason to start early is because if you think that on application deadline day, you'll actually be able to access it, I hope you think ahead, because those servers can't handle that level of traffic.
No, that's really wise. So we're talking technology. We're also talking, oh no, what if something happens? What if somebody gets the flu? Something, I mean, that happens in families all over the country. So I like it. So probably months and months before, and everybody that's watching this is a parent, you know that Murphy's Law is something that is alive and well in parenting. Something's going to go wrong, and we all understand, but college applications might not understand that as much. So tip number two that you have is, why send your car to a mechanic to change oil, and why having a consultant can absolutely speed the process up? Talk to us about that.
So I'm huge on this. Now, I mean, I'll be honest. I send my car to a car shop. I do not know how to, I don't even know, honestly, where the engine is on that little thing. But what I will tell you is I feel the same way about, you know, making everything a shortcut. So I believe that in general, you can shortcut anything if you really find the right team, because in my opinion, I think the team is what makes the dream work. So when it comes to parents, you know, I get emails every day. I got an email yesterday from a family out in Connecticut. They were trying to convince their kid to take the ACT one more time. It took them 3 months of time and she still wasn't budging. I get on the phone with her and in 15 minutes, we've booked 30 hours of ACT ready to go.
Boom.
So
yeah,
you have to look at it and understand that if all of us have the intention of making sure the child's successful, which for me, I come from the heart, no matter what I do, my whole business is built out of love. So I look at the child as if it's my own. And I also think about the times where I didn't listen to my parents either. Yeah. And so we have to understand the dynamic that is happening in the home and to realize that having outside consultants or educational help or tutoring are not bad things.
Yeah.
If you look at the dynamic when a child is between 0 and 3, they're stuck to you. When you move into the teenage years, things shift. And if you aren't willing to change and understand that shift, you are going to deal with a lot of difficulty. Having a mentor by your side as early as 8th grade mm-hmm. can totally make this process smoother. And the second thing I just want to say is, this is your last year with your child. Let's be really honest about it. Like, this is your last year before they go to college. They may leave your house not getting all the values you were trying to teach because you were too busy nagging them about things needing to get done. Mm-hmm. Why not hire someone else to do that? Yeah. Because after that, you don't know. They may never come home. They may get a job somewhere else. So I really, when I look at behind why I do everything, it's because I want that last year to be so solid between the parent and child.
That's really, really wise. Such a great way to look at it is, hey, soak up that, be a sponge and soak up those last moments that you have that last year and hire somebody. Also, as you know more than anybody, kids want to listen to an outsider. They're tired of listening to their parents. Parents, you love them. You are the ultimate safety app and the ultimate caregiver for your kids, but they don't want to hear from you all the time. It's a 1,000-year-old story. It's a parable of the people closest to you don't want to hear from you, or they will put you down the most, right? And make fun of you and probably respect your ambition the least. But guess what? You bring that cool uncle, that cool aunt in that goes, look, I want to tell you, you want to be like me? Here's what you've got to do. And the kids spark up and go, oh, great. Now it's my idea because they told me. So I love totally. That you're doing that.
You know, I love that you made that point because I call myself the coolest aunt on the planet, pretty much.
Yeah.
Because in a way, I don't have that intense, like, mama bear feeling that sometimes that energy gets come across from a parent. For me, I feel like that cool aunt that's like, hey, you want to get into this dream school? Come here. I'll show you how to do it.
I think
having that young, fun energy, you know, I've had so many emails where parents will say, you just, like, get my kid.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, because I'm not the parent. I get them for short amounts of time and I get to really inspire them. And then
you have one mission, and that's to get the kid to open up to getting the parents' objective completed. Great.
Correct.
So we've talked about number one, starting early in the process because the website will crash, Murphy's Law will kick in. We've talked about number two, why you send your car to a mechanic and not try and do the oil change yourself. And I love cars. I've actually made YouTube videos that have 15,000 views about how to fix cars. I love them, but at the same time, I agree. You want to do what you do well and cherish that time with those that you love so that you can get it done right. Talk to us about tip number three. how the essay part is the most crucial part of the application.
Big time. So one of the biggest obstacles or objections I hear from parents is, oh, the counselor at school is going to help us with the essay. Now, while I totally understand that's possible,
yeah,
I think most parents don't realize that one out of every three high schooler that is graduating from high school that is applying to college has some form of outside help outside of the school.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit of what I call the dirty secret of my industry. Mm. And what I'm trying to do is change that and make it more apparent and obvious that yes, this is happening, but it's not a bad thing. High school teachers, English teachers, are wonderful at drafting intro, body with thesis, commentary, all that stuff with quotes and conclusion. Yep. What yep. they're not good at is saying, hey, what is the hardest thing you've ever dealt with in life? Yep. And how do I actually work with you and heal you during this experience of journaling it out? And then create an essay that literally brings the admissions team to tears.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell that story that,
yeah.
And also you have an idea of what the admissions, the English teacher has no idea who they're writing for. You do. You talk to admissions people.
I do. I mean, I have dinner with them. I meet them for coffee. It's, you know, it's amazing. They're real people. You know, they want kids like the kids that are, you know, the parents that are listening, they want your kids.
Yep.
But if you're not presenting them and putting the essay in a place that's really effective, you're not going to get in. Last year, 69% of students from Stanford that had a perfect GPA and perfect test score didn't get into Stanford.
Wow.
It's because of the essay. It's where you shine.
Yeah, it's where you shine. And it's less about the numbers and how perfect you are as a robot and more as a human, right? Where I was
exactly.
telling people, you should be vibrant. You should have fun online.
And I'll tell you, you know, Josh, you're an author. I'm an author. I'm now an author of over 3 books. Why not have an author work with your kids' essays?
Yeah, yeah, it's true. Because you know how to market yourself and you know how to tell a story. Yeah. But also, I think what's most important is, in my secret dream, parents have heard this from me before, my secret dream isn't to get you into your dream college, it's to get you into your dream career. I have a master plan for your family that no one knows about. And parents, and the goal is to get your kid to move out, to be successful. And there's a mom in the front that always goes, thank you. Thank you so much. It's always a joke. Like, you're going to get my kid to move out of the basement. But my secret dream is to get them to do that. And that the reason why I feel like I love doing that is because I work with entrepreneurs and business owners and employers all the time. I said, you and I were geeking out about companies, our companies before this. And you have a staff. I've got a small staff that's not here today. And we're always, how do we get to the final product? How do we get the right team members around us? And it's the same. It's even harder for small companies. But when you want to work at Disney, which is where I started my career, or some of the big firms, I'll tell you what, you and I could probably run through and understand how to get a kid a job there. And that's my dream, because those are the people I hang out with. And then people come to us going, what does our LinkedIn need to look like? How do we create a vibrant online footprint to get my kid not only into their dream school, but keep going to the dream internship? And you have to go talk to people that hang out with the people you want to impress. And that's why they come to you, right?
Absolutely.
All right. So just real quick, those of you that are listening to this podcast episode 2, smartsocial.com, I want to talk to you about learning Snapchat. Learn where your kids are at. If you're giving them Snapchat next year, or if they've had it for 4 years, it is time to be where they're at. This device, which I'm holding up that you that are listening to audio can't see, this device needs to have a purpose, not just a pastime. We sit on here, we have too much screen time. Everybody talks about it. I have a hidden secret. The hidden secret is dialogue with your kids about where they want to go to school in the future, what career they want, what major they want, whatever they say, then start talking to them about how to audit their Google results and use this device in the future. Your kids are on Snapchat. They're on Instagram probably a lot, but I will tell you that there are a lot of hidden features. I've got no less than 3 hidden features in Instagram that your kids are using that you don't know about. I live streamed the other day and had hundreds of people watch us live, and most parents don't know where that button's at. And then also the hidden messaging and Snapchat, SnapMap. So anyways, I'd love for all of you to consider smartsocial.com, Parent University. Let's talk about tip number 4, Neha, back over to you. How grades and test scores are not everything in this process.
Absolutely. You know, I hear from parents all the time, well, my kid's done 15 APs and they've done all A's and, you know, they have a 1550 on the SAT. And while yes, that is very important, and of course, you know, and I tell people all the time, like, I have my degree right here from Rice. Like, this is not an easy degree to get. But what I will say is, to get into a school like that, yes, you do need good academics and you do need good test scores. But they're not just looking at that. You know, I was sitting down with an admission director who said, if we were just looking at grades and test scores, mm-hmm. this department doesn't need to exist. We could actually just have an algorithm that literally would just, like, we could just omit like 10 people's jobs if that was the case.
Yeah.
So I think so many times there's such a focus on the rat race of the grades and the test scores. And yes, I do think it is valuable and important to show your guns, as I say it, academically, and I'm a total nerd. Yeah. I was the all honors AP kid, the typical Indian kid. But at the same time, I was also Miss India Texas. I was a hip hop dancer that danced halftime at the Rockets at one point.
Good for you.
There were so many other things and that I had on my application. And I think where parents are really missing the boat is mm-hmm. not just looking at the school for extracurricular activities, but taking that time, like you were saying, about what are they passionate about? What do they like to do?
Yeah.
And finding those types of activities, maybe not even in your own city, but nationally or even internationally, that they can start exploring and getting out there.
Well, you bring up a really good point. A, you're not competing with people. This is kind of weird, but a lot of people ask, hey, is UCLA really going to Google all 100,000 applicants they have? And we get them away from thinking like that. They are going to search online if it's an impacted major, if it's really hard to get into. You're not just competing with the other students at the Brentwood School or at your high school or this or whatever high school you're at. You're not just competing with the students you see every day. You're competing on a global level because
Yeah,
they could probably only take one student from your school, maybe two, depending on circumstances, maybe more. And I'm no expert, but I know they can only let in so many into Harvard, Stanford, USC, UCLA, wherever you want to go, NYU. But also you're competing with these kids in China, in India, New York, people that are volunteering all over the world. It's a bigger level. And that's why they need to come to an expert and consider getting a little bit of outside help to say, what do I not know? And who am I competing with? There's this decision could change our family's life for the better, right? The kids that got into Harvard, the 10 kids that got kicked out, they were in Harvard, their family, you know that their parents are probably the proudest in the whole world. I mean, unless a dad was from Wharton and he's like, oh, my kid's not at Wharton, but Harvard is amazing, right? Family's life is changed forever in a positive way. But then they did some really bad stuff on social media. Many of you have heard of this. And if you haven't, it's worth taking a look at going and Google 10 kids get out of Harvard or go to smartsocial.com because we have a past podcast about this. And they're kicked out forever. And now it's changed their family's life. But if they had only known or checked in with somebody or heard that example or that story from the cool aunt, they would have a different perception.
Absolutely. I mean, that's why one of my programs that I do with only 10 students a year called Peak Performance is about working with students in middle school and in high school to have a mentor by their side.
Yep.
Because I can tell you, you know, if a student has a mentor by their side who's rooting for them, I bet that they wouldn't be putting inappropriate things on social media because they know they have someone outside that is rooting for them month by month by month until the application process. And in that program, I work with kids on what are you passionate about? What are your interests? What do you want to do? How are we handling your academics? How do I handle your emotional intelligence, your social environment? Uh-huh. There's so many pieces to that. And I think we expect our kids to just have it all figured out. Or we expect the school to have it all figured out. But the truth of the matter is the application is a place where you get to put this all comprehensively. And that's why having an expert can be very helpful when doing so.
Well, I think it takes a village to raise a kid too. And I think what you're saying is parents, you might not know it all and don't even pretend like you do. Let's surround your kid at an early age with lots of other people.
Totally.
And that's what you're providing is that family support system that does take a village. It takes somebody to come in and go, hey, you're not listening to your parents about your Instagram inappropriate photos. I'm here to tell you, you're going to get kicked out, but don't even listen to me. Let me just show you what's going to happen. And if you were to say that to somebody, they'd be like, holy crap.
I've had to do that. You know, sometimes people are like, wow, you do a lot more than getting kids into college. I'm like, yeah, no, I set boundaries in people's houses a lot where, you know, maybe the student's not even talking appropriately to the child. Maybe they're not willing to take the ACT one more time. Maybe they lied to their parents about their grades and our tutor found out. And I have to say, look, you're on probation for baseball. You could get into Rice baseball, which is one of the hardest programs.
Yeah.
But here are the two paths for you, son. It's either Rice baseball or you get to go to community college the way you're going.
Yeah.
And I've had moms tell me like 5 years later, that one conversation literally stuck with their child and they are now at the right school.
That's great. I do believe that children need to make some mistakes on their own, and little ones early on with then all of a sudden a big dialogue about what could happen can, cause I think some of the best people make mistakes. You're an entrepreneur.
Oh. Yeah. Oh my God.
I love what you do to really coach the kid. Here's what the mistakes are. Let me show you what the repercussions will be. All right. Talk to us about, you know, we kind of know why you do what you do, but give us some examples. Do you have any stories that really made your day and why you do what you do? Give us a story of either something gone right or something gone wrong.
Well, I'll tell you just even with my own story, you know, one of the things that I had experienced in high school was, you know, my parents moved here with $20 in their pocket and they had nothing.
From Delhi.
From Delhi, India, on a plane. My mom says she didn't know what asparagus was. She thought it was meat on the plane, and she was like trying to figure, like, that's to the level of not having the knowledge. And they moved here and they built a company into multi-millions just out of our garage. So I grew up with entrepreneurs that had that immigrant spirit. And so my dad, who went to IIT Delhi, which, as most people know, it's twice as hard as getting into than Harvard. Wow. He had told me my education was my golden ticket. So he had literally driven me an hour and a half to get to private schools in our city to make sure that I was getting the education I needed. Mm-hmm. Now, even through the whole process, and I'm a younger sibling, they had done the application process once with my older sister, and it was very challenging. When it came down to like the college application process, it was very painful between my mom, my dad, and the counselor at school. And this is with a counselor who was only managing 20 students, where the conversations just broke my self-esteem because I had become such an overachiever and I thought I should be able to apply to all these types of schools.
Yeah.
But with my own experience of stress, anxiety, on the outside looking perfect, but really having this crippling level of pressure, I created Elite Private Tutors where we can insert ourselves in early on with students from an academic standpoint to make sure they don't feel the same way I did, even if they are overachievers. And then in the college consulting side to say, hey, your counselor is just one opinion. They don't have all the pieces. So let's get in there with my team of consultants to take a look and give you really the level that you need in terms of essay and everything. So my own story is what makes me work 7 days a week. And why I'm so passionate about getting so many team members that are involved with the mission behind what we're doing.
Yep.
That would be my own story. I have hundreds of stories over the last 12 years of walking into over 1,000 homes here in Texas.
That's amazing. 1,000 homes.
Yeah. I mean, I love what I do. And so I've seen what works. I've seen what doesn't work. And it's really beautiful. I've been coined kind of the teen whisperer, where I can be the type of coach that loves you, but then kicks you in the butt at the same time.
Yeah. Very important. You've got that. That loving, you should be tough. And those of you parents that are watching right now, I want to leave you with this one, just a couple little digital safety tips. We all know that if you gave your kids a car, even if it's a beater upper, if you gave them a car at 16, yeah, I ask a lot of parents, would you then have a keys to that vehicle? And parents go, because I bought it and do you think it could be dangerous, hurting another family? Absolutely. That's why I would want keys to it. Do you think you have the right to go into the trunk of that car to look in there and make sure that you know what's going on? Absolutely. I want to make sure their friends haven't put something in there. There's not something dangerous. Absolutely. Well, then I ask parents, I go, do you think you basically bought them a little Ferrari and it's this little $800 device that either says iPhone or Android or whatever it says on it. And this can hurt people just as badly. And it can hurt their future just as importantly, right? Your family's future. And if you're a lawyer, a doctor, or anybody else where you rely on your business running and it's your brand, your kids can hurt your Google results like nobody's business with this silly little tiny car that you bought them that you think, oh, it fits in their pocket. It's harmless. Maybe it's a zombie phone. Where it doesn't have a phone number. Well, it's actually more dangerous than go look at our zombie phone blog and how it could hurt you. My only point is make sure you know the passcode to your kids' phones. Make sure you know what they're doing. Have a healthy dialogue. I'm not saying be really strict and be a jerk to them, but bring them closer. Consider jumping into Parent University or go to YouTube and figure out how to use Snapchat. Be where your kids are at because it's not if your kids have a mistake online, it's when, and we just want to be there so that your kids are nurtured, they learn, and they move on with it. So consider having your kids passcode to their phone, know what they're doing. The internet is not going away. And really start planning for the future. It really does take a whole village to raise your child. And that's why I'm so honored that Neha is here today. All right, and I've got one more thing that I want to, Neha, I want to have you talk about. I've got this new segment that I do on all of my video podcasts. It's my favorite, and I think you've heard about it. It's called the I Heard segment. And the I Heard is a misconception where if you're at a cocktail party or a soccer game or whatever, and somebody goes, all right, so this is what I heard, right? Or I heard this from somebody. So when it comes to college shortcuts, when it comes to applying online, you've given us 5 great tips. What's an I heard that couldn't be a bigger misconception?
Totally. So I heard, and I hear these a lot, like I heard that, you know, if you apply later, you have higher chances of getting in. I hear that a lot where people try to delay based on an extra test score or this or that. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that is so far from the truth.
Yeah.
It's like painful. Yep. To deal with. Like I heard my college counselor at school tell me that we can wait to take the tests for SAT, ACT senior year. Like this whole like I heard is very painful when I listen to it because it like literally like creates pain in my heart when I hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're not against high school counselors. I love them. They're great.
Totally.
But they're motivated differently and they have a huge caseload. So yes. 1 out of 3 people.
I mean, honestly, you're in California. On average, it's one high school counselor to 500 kids.
Yeah.
If I personally had 500 kids,
yeah,
I'd never sleep.
And you only have 150 school days a year or something like that. So 500
right.
kids.
Times 10 applications.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, all of you that are college counselors, you are our heroes. And it's overwhelming. So I love what you're doing. I love those people that are trying to help. And college counselors in high schools they're not in every high school.
I know. That's the part that really breaks my heart. You know.
Yeah, they're in. Yeah, and there's counselors for behavioral issues, but not college counselors. So I love that. I heard that if you do this, and that really goes back to key number one: start early and have the opportunity to be able to apply when you want. And also, parents, go to Google. And really,
Google your kids.
What's that?
I mean, people should go to Google and Google their children. I tell them that every time. I'm like, when you're submitting, make sure you see what they're going to see.
So all of you that are on the video right now, you know that we have 3 books. This one's this one in English, which I don't have. Yeah, it's called Light, Bright, and Polite. There's a mission that we have for every parent that's on right now. 1, audit your kids online, search for their name. In quotes, without quotes, middle name. So it could be Neha Gupta, with quotes, without quotes. Go click on the image tab. Go know what's out there. Know the story. Other people will be posting. Oh, my daughter isn't on social media. Or my daughter Neha is brunette. That's a blonde. That's not my angel. Actually, it is until proven otherwise. So go audit your daughter. Audit your kids online. Then step 2, our big mission, and this is where Neha fits in, is talk to them about their future. Where do you want to go to college? You're in middle school. It's not too early to go tour some college campuses and get your kids pumped up. I'm going to give you a secret as to why this is amazing. Go tour some college campuses nearby. Oh, but it's a junior college. It doesn't matter. Your kid might never want to go there, but go feel it. Get your kid out there. You no longer have to be the bad parent when your kid is all of a sudden on a college campus. They're like, wow, the world is bigger than just our living room and my middle school. I can do this someday. You can do this. And this is just a junior college, which, by the way, I love the junior college system in Los Angeles and all nationwide. I think it's amazing, but I digress. Your kid all of a sudden sees the world differently. And then the last one is, if you don't like the audit that you got and you don't think it tells the genuine story of how you're an immigrant daughter that of parents that are an entrepreneur that came over and you want to start a business that serves people, and you don't think that audit tells that story, but yet your kids are pumped up about college, now you go create content, and that's step 3. And that's where you use this device. Your kids will behave differently on Snapchat when you've audited them together, you've visited a college campus and talked about their future, then they're gonna start creating Snapchat content that's silly and fun, but it's going to be on topic, and they're not going to make the huge blunder that gets them kicked out of college, Harvard, hopefully. I mean, that more often than not, they see the bigger picture. So that's my little tirade right there. But really a 3-step audit, dialogue about their future, and go start creating some content to change those audit results. So Neha, I'm going to leave you with final thoughts.
So I would just like to say this has been an absolute honor. I think that the whole side of making sure students are safe is so important. And it has a lot to do with our mission as well of helping kids get into their dream college safely, holistically, and consciously.
All right, you just heard from Neha Gupta about her tips on how to really have your students shine in the application process. I hope you enjoyed this. You can learn more at smartsocial.com/newsletter, where you can sign up for our newsletter, hear about all of our programs that are really changing people's perception of their online footprint. Thanks for listening to our Smart Social podcast. Are you kind of frustrated with always being the bad parent? Maybe the parent that tells your kids what not to do? Well, we designed something called Parent University that has family videos. That's videos that you watch with your kids to teach them how to be positive on the internet, to show them how to get kicked out of Harvard, perhaps to show them why they shouldn't share their password with their best friend. And parents use us as that example that they can then turn to. Well, maybe you shouldn't do that because Josh said it's a bad idea. In our Parent University program, not only do we have those family videos, we also have videos that bring you up to speed as a parent on exactly how to use Snapchat, exactly how to use Instagram, what the bad apps are. We go behind the scenes and teach you everything you need to know to be an expert. We do it in short videos. We show you everything you need. We also give you access to all of my Parent Night content that I travel the country sharing with parents to bring them up to speed on how to be safe and smart on the internet. I hope you join me. You can learn more at smartsocial.com and sign up for Parent University. Also, you might even be able to get a free copy of my book, just pay shipping and handling, Light, Bright, and Polite for Parents. I hope you'll take us up on that offer. I'll see you soon at smartsocial.com. I'm Josh Oakes. Thanks so much for listening. As always, keep it light, bright, and polite. Have a great day.